He prophesied of a great hurricane that was going to destroy the port city on the Caribbean side of Chetumal. He prophesied that Merida, now a little town cut off from the entire rest of the world by the ocean, was going to have paved roads that would go to all parts of the world. Last of all, he prophesied, someday a white man will come to the home of Nemencio Shu, the king of the Maya people, and he will have the gospel of Jesus Christ. This town where Nemencio Shu lived is the town of Tekul, just 5 miles from where these Cabrera brothers lived and grew up. It rang a bell with them. Someday, in the home of Nemencio Shu, near where we are, near the town of Omani, where the Shus were the hereditary chieftains of the Maya people for 800 years, this is where this was going to take place. Well, let's see the next picture. Here's a picture of this old gentleman, Nemencio Shu, pictured with his wife. They lived in a little home, just a poor little home. This is a picture taken many years ago by Brother Wheaton, 1951. They lived in a little home in Tekul. Because of an unusual series of circumstances that I'm not even going to endeavor to describe tonight, in February of 1951, Brother Wheaton arrived at the home of Nemencio Shu with a letter in his hand of introduction. Brother Wheaton met with Brother Shu, and they discussed his reason for being here. And if you remember, Brother Wheaton first went to Mexico looking for a tribe of Indians that was supposedly living in a walled city down in Chiapas, Mexico, near the border of Guatemala. He discussed his plans with Nemencio Shu. Here, Brother Wheaton, we missed a picture, but that's all right. Just leave this one here. Brother Wheaton, we had a picture of Brother Wheaton and Nemencio Shu there. Nemencio Shu invited Brother and Sister Wheaton to come back to their home on Sunday morning. They also invited the village elders from all the villages round about to come and meet with him. And this is the picture we're ready for, Dick. Just leave it there. Among those who came were the two brothers, Susano and Sabino Cabrera, who remembered firmly, and it had been implanted in their minds when a great famine swept over Yucatan in the early 30s. In 37, when Chetumal was completely destroyed by a great tidal wave that went out in front of a hurricane, when Merida had roads leading to Belize and Mexico and Guatemala, they remembered there's still another portion of that prophecy to be fulfilled. One day the gospel of Jesus Christ is going to come to this home. And they were there in that gathering of elders. After the preliminary activities were cared for, and Indian people have a lot of preliminary activities sometimes, Don Nemencio Shu asked Brother Wheaton to speak to the people who gathered there, assembled there. He had a translator with him, a good friend, a man who became a good friend of him and Leon Yates both. And he asked this man to read in English, that's all he had was an English Book of Mormon, to read chapter 5 of 3 Nephi, the beautiful story of when Jesus Christ descended from heaven on his first appearance here in the New World. And Ramiro read it in English and translated it into Mayan. And as he began to read and tell that story, there was a hush that fell upon that little group of people. It was almost, said Angela, as if they ceased to breathe. And when he had finished, Don Nemencio Shu stood up. And he walked up and he took that book out of the hand of Ramiro Lara. And he said, "This is our book." It tells the same story that was written in our history that was destroyed by the black robe priests in Old Mani. This is our book. Old brother Susano Cabrera tells in his account, it's in Maya, so I can't verify it, you know. He recorded this story in Maya. It was translated into Spanish. And he tells in his account, Clarencio, that's Brother Wheaton, Clarencio asked us if we would like to form a group in the bonds of the gospel, and we responded that we would. So he organized us into the Church of Christ. This took place in the town of Tsong, 5 miles away from Tikul, where the Mayan chief had lived. So the prophet, this prophet, there in the city of Bolincheng, back in the year 1914, spoke of that day when the gospel of Christ would come to this home. And his words were verified. Who was that prophet? You know, there's no way anyone can prove that story, but you remember what Jesus Christ said of the three Nephites. There's no prison that can hold them. There is no pit that can be dug deep enough to hold them. As he spoke to those people in Bolincheng, this prophet that was remembered by Susano and Sabino, as he spoke to them, the people became angry at his cry for repentance, and they threw him in the village well. And Susano said he came up out of that well. And he stood above me, a little boy, and this a tall man, and he looked me in the eye. And then he walked out of the city. I know in my own heart who that prophet was, who prepared the work of the gospel of Jesus Christ to be returned to the very people. Let's look at slide 11 again. The transparency 11. The very people that Jesus was speaking to, their ancestors, when he said, these things shall be made known unto the Gentiles and shall come forth of the Father from them unto you. And that was fulfilled in that year, February of 1951. You know, just a few years after that, this last king of the Mayans died and left no progeny to carry on. But a new and a royal priesthood was established among those people. And that priesthood is active today. We have evangelists and elders and priests there among them that are laboring for this gospel. And how rejoicing I am that we have been. This message that comes out of the Book of Mormon, it strikes right to your life and my life, to our day. It's something to be read and something to be searched. There's a message on every page for Gentiles and Native Indigenous Americans today. Prophecy that has been fulfilled and shall continue to be fulfilled. 14 years later, in 1967, after the church was established in Tsong and a ministry restored, the city of Jerusalem was liberated. Remember the words of Jesus? Behold, this is the thing which I will give you for a sign. And it was a sign. And you know, we must learn to be conversant with the prophecies in this book, and to proclaim them, as I was told in the message in my mind, to proclaim them, that those who are hungering and thirsting might hear and might have sure evidence. Prophecy fulfilled is sure evidence that this book is a book for all ages, and it's a book for our day. Thank you.
How great is our God? Thank you, Brother Don. Let us open our books again to number 97 and ask Brother Alvin Harris to dismiss us. 97.